Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, we've already talked, well, let me reiterate something just in case anybody missed this as we head now hour number two here. Since the advent of the Trump presidency, the left engaged, well, primarily Hillary Clinton, when they planned the Russia hoax coup and the impeachment farce, which, you know, right now, when all of this comes out, I wonder if Nancy Pelosi could be found to be complicit for impeaching the president, letting that move forward, when in fact it was all baseless and something, it was part of a, you know, a not opposition research, it was a opposition, shall we say, an opposition operation. But they failed. So they're now carrying out an information operation. So maundering Joe Biden is inevitable in his attempt to win the coming presidential election. They insist that Joseph Biden is leading Trump in the polls by an insurmountable 16%, which is, by the way, what we were told this time in 2016 about Hillary Clinton. Before the end of October, the New York Times will... And the Washington Post both will run articles using anonymous sources in the Trump administration expounding on how they believe Biden will deservedly win in a landslide but fear the president is planning on stealing the election with the help of Vladimir Putin. Even though, you know, we've had Hillary Clinton get out there and say, never concede, we've got a legal operation to put in place, we're gonna, you know, basically, we're planning on stealing this, so don't you plan on stealing this. CNN, MSNBC will all have on ex-generals and other retired military officers expressing concern for the future of the Republic, or something like that. But unless most of America is stupid, Joe Biden is not going to win. It doesn't matter what the polls say. It is preposterous to believe that people would vote for someone in such an obvious mental decline for the most important and dangerous job on the planet. He almost never leaves his basement, and when he meets with voters, he can barely fill a room. Trump packs stadiums. How many people? People were visiting Walter Reed to see Trump. There is no enthusiasm for Biden, who can spare, he can barely finish a sentence. He can't help but make borderline racial slurs by implying black women have best served his bid for the presidency by being good at stocking grocery shelves during his pandemic cellar dwelling. Yet, when you have the media as a fully owned subsidiary of the Democratic Party, it is easy to propagate the million little lies needed to sell the big lie. And examples of their prevarications are Woodward's Trump hid COVID's danger revelation. The Atlantic's Trump insulted soldiers expose. The New York Times release of his taxes and the supposedly shocking information they contain. And lastly, the coordinated accusation that Trump embraces white supremacists. Fabled but despicable creatures rarely seen in the wild. Oh, and then Trump's COVID diagnosis is fake. And the left believes they can convince people that, you know, Aphasic Joe is guaranteed to win in November. They will have an easier time selling the public on the notion that Trump's subsequent landslide is going to be the result of him having stolen the election. They then can release Antifa and the violent sections of BLM onto the street to prosecute the will of the people, riots to exact punishment on the Americans who dare support Trump. That'll be a mistake. It would be a shame to allow Antifa, after having practiced violence and mayhem these last few months, to go unutilized when they can be most advantageous as the tip of the resistance spear. But then again, it would also be sort of sad to send all these people out who've never really faced a combatant before in their life, face a group of combatants as they will as they venture forth beyond the blue enclaves, and get absolutely slaughtered. I mean, slaughtered. Nebulous left-wing organizations have been training these organic protesters for more than 3 years, and this will be about the time they can finally make a real difference. In conjunction with the chaos in the streets, our mostly peaceful protesters will be protesting in mostly non-arson-related ways in front of every elected Republican's home, while others will accost them in mostly non-brutal physical ways when they're spotted anywhere in public. They intend to emasculate their political opposition by intimidating every adversary into terrified silence. Once again, this will be a mistake. They will do the same with the Supreme Court and its justices, especially the new one, the Catholic, who has the powerful dogma living within. Google will skew search results to always paint Trump as illegitimate. Twitter will suspend the president's account because it would be undemocratic to allow him to speak directly to Americans. Facebook will do the same, and all of this will be done to prevent Trump from lying to the people about what is obviously a popular national uprising to award Joseph Biden the presidency he won fair and square, despite how obviously stolen election pans out. This is how the media and big tech are going to paint it. And after they accomplish this feat, leaders of their will of the people syncretic revolution will implore Democrat governors to support the rebellion by threatening to secede, while others on the left and in the media start work on beseeching the armed forces to depose Trump in a mostly Democrat coup should a, you know, pervicacious Trump refuse to leave voluntarily. Their dream is to have the military intervene and hopefully frog march the president out of the White House as a means of preserving the nation. Wouldn't that make a nice chapter for the history books? And after his coronation on January 20th, 2021, the gormless Biden will unfortunately succumb to COVID due to Trump's alleged criminal mishandling of the pandemic, or he will be assassinated by Trump-supporting white supremacists, but only if the left feels the need to purge the populace of disbelievers and disobeyers. In the perfervid fantasies of Schiff and Nadler and Pelosi and Ocasio-Cortez, Trump will be charged with sedition. And in their vision of the future, as the nation mourns the fallen Biden, Madam President Kamala Harris, ready from day one, will go about the business of creating the fundamental change promised by Barack Obama. All this while the more than 200 million people in this country who own in excess of 400 million guns, including 20 million sold this year alone, will clean their weapons and decide what to do next. But it doesn't have to be this way. It comes down to something Joe Biden begged his supporters to do in the debate, and that is to vote. What you're reading, what has been written, all these things you're seeing, all these things I'm talking about, that doesn't have to be the scenario. This, you know, you can vote them off the island if you want to, shattering their dream. By now, people realize that Harris-Biden administration will come for your guns. And if only half the people who own firearms or bought them in 2020 vote for Trump, he would win by a landslide of such magnitude it will be impossible for any of this to work despite what the media says. This is why you are so important. And we need not cede the streets to Antifa. They may be better trained than they were a few years ago, but there's never been a better trained and armed populace in the history of humanity than you. Every hunter, every concealed carrier, every veteran. We control our own destiny. We can save the country. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
compete.
This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. In a lot of ways, I admire our president. He is approximately 15 years older than me, and I swear to God, he's got more energy than I do. When he was released from Walter Reed Monday, he made a very common sense declaration about COVID-19. He said, "Don't let it dominate your life. We have developed under the Trump administration some really great drugs and knowledge." Which, if that were not true, then we should be looking at him hard. But it is true. Because with time comes understanding of this new strain of virus. And then he went to the White House and he removed his mask, and the mainstream media became unhinged. CNN, which always serves as a bellwether for the MSM reaction to anything, led with this drivel. President Donald Trump staged a reckless departure from Walter Reed National Military Center on Monday, telling his followers the virus that dangerously deprived him of oxygen and hospitalized him for 72 hours was nothing to fear before posing for a maskless photo op on the White House balcony. So this means that demeaning confidence and courage is fashionable among the hacks. Two more American virtues to be ground under in a transformed America. Of greater urgency, we have the November elections. So displays of courage are precisely what the Democrats and their media enablers fear. For courage in just one man, that can spread. It can become a remedy to fear. Examples become remedies to fear. Voters who aren't scared into masks aren't as likely to vote for Democrats. Contrasting the president, Joe Biden wears a mask almost always, at least when he's on camera. Then as soon as he thinks the cameras are turned off, he takes off the mask. We've seen this happen. We saw this happen with Anderson Cooper. And, if there's, a young lady around, he comes up, takes off the mask, grabs him by the shoulders, gets very close to them, and then smells their hair. I suspect if cameras were present, he would sport a waterproof version of a mask in the shower. Should probably look out for that in an election ad. The Democrats are for the masks because masks acknowledge the rule of fear. These are being used as symbols of subordination and surrender. You're subordinate to the fear of a germ, and your surrender of rights and freedoms is what they were looking for all the time. They can't really take them. They can only take that which you give. And in this scheme, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are scrapped in favor of contentment with security, which is an illusion, by the way, under the watchful eye and guiding hand of corporate big America, which, of course, is to be led by the big group that Biden fronts. Because fear is a means. It's a weapon in the hands of the Democrats. The fake stream media are eager henchmen. Powerlust drives them to use fear to gain what they covet. And a virus like a crisis isn't to ever be wasted. A contagion that helps manufacture a crisis is too tempting to pass up. We just can't not use this. Exacerbating fears, full-on exploitation of whatever may stress the human spirit. This is the trademark of the Democrats. Fear has always been an ally to tyrants, no matter what the stripe, you know. How dreary the fact and how tragic the history of the last century in particular. The Red Terrors, the pogroms, the Kristallnacht, and cultural revolutions. All of these were dramatic manifestation of weaponized fear. But there are more mundane applications of fear. With learning, experience, and advancements, tyrants are honing their means. Tyranny is showing a blander face nowadays. Stalin's stern look and Hitler's glowering expression have given way to the corporate cool of Xi Jinping. or the facelessness of U.S. corporate sports and education leaders who operate in a loose confederacy to impose their progressive orthodoxy. Or maybe the checked out expression of the Democrats' propped up standard bearer. And if you submit and behave well, you'll keep your job. If you don't, you won't have that. Your reputation will be trashed and your kids won't have a future. What other is cancel culture now being practiced on these shores? A kid with a MAGA cap, Nick Sandman, can attest to news outlets' eagerness to destroy his future. Instead, now they get to finance it, of course. How many Americans do their jobs in silence, dreading that one remark, that one act of independence that can cost them their incomes? And cancel culture is no more than a stop in the road. China's evolving social credit system points the direction where miscreants, like, Hong Kong political dissidents and Falun Gong, can be shunted to society's margins. And now all of the Chinese daily live count. With cancel culture here, why would we believe that Xi's subtler ways are too great a leap for the gray conglomerate and that the left that wants to run our lives? The technology exists and is being upgraded to move to the next phase of supremacy over us. Antifa, BLM, those are provocateurs and herders. Lawlessness, mayhem, and violence are used to intimidate, to make you cower, in time to drive you to seek refuge. And how much are people frightened and wearied by disorder? What are they willing to trade in order to get back to order? History says much if people are pushed enough, and Democrats are looking for that tipping point. But knowledge combats fear because it informs courage. And there is no shortage of facts. Defiance is a rallying cry. And the fight is right here, right now. So, we are presented now with a very stark choice. Courage or cowardice. Whatever choice we make will have consequences. And the consequences of making the wrong choice have always been historic. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to elevatebill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Hurricane Delta is expected to make landfall in the next several hours along the coast of southwestern Louisiana. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is expected to weaken before it makes landfall, with maximum sustained winds around 110 miles per hour. Hurricane and storm surge warnings are in effect for the southeast coast of Texas and most of the coast of Louisiana. President Trump has signed off on a new offer for a coronavirus stimulus package. The offer sent to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi contains roughly $1.8 trillion in stimulus funds, up from an early offer of $1.6 trillion. Speaking to reporters, White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow said he didn't want to speculate on details, but believed that the president may get more of what he wants in the final package.
I would reckon that some of our key asks, namely small business PPP extension, we need some backup on the unemployment assistance.
This is USA Radio News. A new Gallup poll says that a majority of voters believe themselves to be better off now than they were in 2016. The survey found that 56% of registered voters polled said they were better off now, with just 32% saying they're worse off. That compares favorably to previous polls for presidents seeking re-election. 45% of voters asked the same question in 2012 said they were better off than they were in 2008. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has introduced a piece of legislation that would give Congress a pathway to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove the president from executive duties. At a news conference Friday, Pelosi said the bill is not about removing President Trump, but it's for setting up a process to determine future presidents' fitness for office.
This bill honors the duty by creating a standing commission of top former executive officials and medical experts selected in a bipartisan, bicameral way. A president's fitness for office must be determined by science and facts.
This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Pay attention, children. I'm going to give you a little lesson in observation. In years past, if you look at sports, when you find the truly great players on teams that perennially repeat winning championships, like a Michael Jordan or a Tom Brady, a Joe Montana, you know, what you find is somebody who makes the team better just with his presence. I mean, certainly Michael Jordan, as soon as Michael Jordan retired, you know, after winning six championships with the Chicago Bulls, you know, they haven't ever gotten close since then, as far as I know, because I quit watching sports as soon as everybody became a showboat. Colin Kaepernick had a bright run in the NFL for about 15 minutes. But he was not a Joe Montana. He was not a Tom Brady. The other teams figured him out, and then his stats started to drop. They weren't awful, but his team wasn't winning. And when you are the quarterback, well, the team sort of expects to win with you in place. So he got benched. Then he started showing his fourth point of contact every time he was around something, and it became a huge distraction, and no team in the league actually wanted him. His actions since then indicate that he figures he benefits more from being out of the league than actually playing football. They actually gave him a shot, right? He changed the venue, that kind of thing. And now, the quarterback turned activist has a new project, and he's got a vision for the future. And we get this. Former professional NFL quarterback turned social justice activist Colin Kaepernick has launched a new project aimed at building a utopian police-less and prison-less future. I don't know if you guys are keeping score, but this is supposed to actually happen when we attain warp speed and the Vulcans land on the planet. And then we will get to that point. In Abolition for the People, Kaepernick teamed up with Medium publication Level to publish 30 stories from organizers, political prisoners, scholars, and advocates over the next month with the goal of furthering the pursuit of abolition for minority individuals. Reforms, such as use of force policies, body cameras, more training, and police accountability, they simply won't cut it, says Mr. Kaepernick, who, you know, I don't know why we would question him. He obviously knows more than me, right? Won't cut it. So, he argues in an essay introducing the project that reforming the white supremacist institution of police and prisons ultimately only serves to commend them. So, instead, the only answer is abolition, a full dismantling of the carceral state and the institutions that support it. You can find this at Abolition for the People, the movement for a future without policing and prisons. It will be 30 essays posted at Abolition for the hashtag Abolition for the People. And I'm not going to give out the website. After all, he writes, the central intent of policing is to surveil, terrorize, capture, and kill marginalized populations, specifically black people. And as for prisons, they only exist to isolate, regulate, and surveil black and brown people. Now, see, what I find laughable about this is because he's making it sound like innocent black children that are male walk past a prison and get snatched into the prison for no reason. Now, there is a cultural thing that needs to be addressed, and it is a manufactured issue. It was manufactured by the Democrats. Because wherever you look at black America, where they are allowed to simply have three things, economic opportunity, education, family structure, they are as exemplary as any individuals can be. And anywhere you look where you take that away, and it doesn't matter the race. It's just happened more to black America than anybody else, for the most part, by the Democrats in the inner cities, where they run everything. They run everything. How can it be systemic when they run everything? Well, or if it is systemic, I guess I know who the racists are. But you get what I'm saying. But all of this sounds sort of racist. Black Americans are disproportionately represented in prisons, but that's because they've been sold a really bad bill of goods. And there are a lot of white people locked up, too. To say that prisons and policing is solely to hurt black and brown people makes no sense in light of the fact that around 30% of the prison population is white. But I don't think Kaepernick really wants what he says he wants. A world without police would be a world where the people Kaepernick says have issued him death threats would be free to act without fear of punishment. And there would be no law enforcement available to help protect the former quarterback from those who supposedly want him dead. I don't think he's actually done any math on this particular one. And I'm quite sure he figures he's immune to all of it. After all, he's got the money to hire private security. What about the rest of the black American community? After all, if the nation is so populated with racists, who's going to protect the average black man or woman from these white nationalists that pop up everywhere? Right? Most folks of any ethnicity can't afford private security, and many in the black community can't even afford a handgun. What about those people? Who's going to protect them? Kaepernick thinks they have more to fear from the police than anybody else. Though if that were true, why are there any left alive more than a century and a half after emancipation? Wouldn't we? What? Yeah, you see what I'm saying? what Kaepernick's project, if successful, would actually bring about is a dystopian nightmare where it would really become a kill or be killed just to potentially make a grocery run. Or Portland. And I hate to break it to him, but if he thinks the world would be better, work out better for Black Americans or for any group, he would be very wrong. That would not be a good world for anybody. I'd make some cracks about has-been quarterbacks, but there are too many that I actually like that fall into that category. So I'm not going to associate them with Mr. Kaepernick. Mr. Kaepernick he's trying to make a living out of being a professional victim. And that's not a really good look for an athlete. That's not a good look for anybody. And I've got a few problems with this. But, you know, this is America. And he can say and do what he likes. And I will support his right to do it. I just think, the stuff that he wants to see done would have a lot of collateral damage. And now we got to start talking about who does this really serve? But I don't think he hasn't thought this through, because leftists never think anything through. They only look at the immediate gratification, nothing in the future. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. the Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I want to start this out by telling you that I have actually got no real issue with private militias. I'm sure that there would be some people out there listening to this that would this would be a cancel culture type of level event. But the truth is I don't, and it's sort of hard to cancel me because I'm not going to volunteer to be canceled. The idea of militias goes back beyond the founding of this nation. Ideally, a militia would answer to the governor of their state, but the truth is that sometimes the governor is as much an enemy of the people as any foreign power. So independent militias make sense. Okay? But as we learned again yesterday, sometimes they cross some major lines that anyone with half a brain should know they shouldn't be crossing. And we get this. It's worth noting that while these self-proclaimed patriots were allegedly plotting to overthrow the state government in Michigan over Whitner's COVID-19 executive orders, a lawsuit challenging those orders was making its way through the court system, and the state Supreme Court declared her mask mandate unconstitutional just a few days before. It may very well be that one day the United States will have to face the real question of living under tyranny or fighting against it, but we certainly haven't reached that point yet. And there are plenty of legal means to address unconstitutional power grabs without trying to kidnap politicians or kick off a civil war, starting with voting in November. Virginia knows this. So, now, while I fear we may be fast approaching the point in the history books where we start seeing maps with the different colored arrows, we're not there yet. More importantly, though, is if we get there, it should damn well not be our side trying to start this mess. What did they think would happen? The leader of this operation figured he'd need 200 people to storm the Capitol and take hostages, but then what? And believe me when I tell you that 200 people are not enough to hold anything indefinitely. At some point, someone would send in a tactical unit with full-on elite people, real operators, possibly military rather than law enforcement, since this would constitute a terrorist act, and kill every last one of these 200 people. At least those who weren't smart enough to surrender first. Undoubtedly, some of you are arguing right now that it's funny how the FBI can focus on groups like this but not Antifa. Well, Antifa, in their tactics, are smarter than these guys were. See, for all of their ills, they focus on low-level stuff. They wreck buildings, but they're not taking... And I'm talking about a large-scale terrorist operation on American shores. I mean, guess which one the FBI is going to focus on when it comes up. And believe me, the public would eviscerate them if it was learned they had intelligence about such an attack, but were focused on a bunch of street punks with Molotov cocktails instead. Antifa, which I have zero use for Antifa, has at least honed their tactics for the battleground they've chosen. They know how to mobilize, compartmentalize, which is, that's very important, compartmentalization. And then they operate with a minimal chance for infiltration. In my time in the military, in my time doing this and everything else, I've been around a lot of people. And I know a guy with a lot of military experience. And his response to the argument that right-wing actors are more dangerous than left-wing groups by simply arguing that it's the right that's, it's not the right that is more likely to act, but that they're more likely to be good at violence. And he is 100% correct. But on the same token, the extreme left is better at keeping their heads down and not getting stupid enough to warrant attention from the FBI, especially a weaponized FBI that's probably being told to stand down against them right now until we get past this next election. But then again, there's reason to suspect one of the ringleaders of this group wasn't exactly right politically. But then again, this is the FBI that has actively worked against the president. There's plenty of reason to suspect their biases. On the same token, you really do have to look at the scale of what's at stake. I do understand where a lot of you are coming from, and I fear war is coming. It's probably a good idea for people to band together for training purposes, because if and when something does kick off, it will be a bad time to try and find a crew. So, yeah, get together and train. I mean, be vigilant. Be ready. But there's a big difference between being a Minuteman and this sort of operation here. Now, let me be excruciatingly clear here, if I may. That sort of operation, we should all be breathing a sigh of relief it did not occur. Simply because of how it would have been used against us. These guys have been in there, and they've been using these Second Amendment protests to—they've been doing their reconning during those. They've been inside the State House. These guys were not messing around. This was not a bunch of guys getting out there and, you know, having a bunch of PBRs and talking about what they would do if it was up to them. These guys had plans, and then they were starting to move on these plans. I think they've arrested, what, 5, 6, 7 of these guys? I don't know how many. But the other thing I do know is that there's a very thin line between being a patriot, a freedom fighter, if you will, and being a terrorist. And sometimes it just simply comes down to perspective. But, I mean, ask the Serbs how this worked out. You know, they started their own little civil war, and then they lost it. Going into combat and taking ourselves into combat should be the very last thing that we do. We should try every and exhaust every means at our disposal before we decide to plate up, ruck up, gun up, and go out. Now, make no mistake, if it came down to that, and in my own wheezing, limping way. I would do my very best to be a part of that and be of help in some way. But this can only ever be if we are righteous about it, if we are correct about what we're doing. And you can't be correct by being a terrorist. Governor Whitmer is in place because she was elected. Northam is in place because he was elected. Trump is in place because he was elected. If you want to make a difference, then you vote. That's item number one. Item number two, I mean, you could be doing this right now. You got one representative and two senators in your state right now today that report to Congress, that are in the U.S., in our Congress of the United States. Call them. Call them once a week and vote. Do your civic duty. Arm up. Get ready to go. Make friends. Create alliances. All these other things. But let's try the ballot box first before we go to the bullet box, because that way, that's sort of a commitment most people don't really want to get involved in, trust me. Coming up next, it's going to be Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.